Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Back Ram fans, this is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 393 of Rams Up. Going to get to a bunch of random news and notes here, and then we're going to move on to my take on free agency. I'm going to try to identify who the Rams might target at various position groups, and we'll have more discussions on this moving forward over the next couple of days. And into free agency, this is going to be a lot of fun, especially for Rams fans. Before we get started, episode 393, who wore number 93 for our Los Angeles Rams that's worth talking about? How about Kevin Carter, the 6'5", 274-pound defensive end out of Florida, the 6th overall pick in the 1999 draft, played for the Rams for 6 years, had 62 sacks, and, of course, a Super Bowl title. Led the league in sacks with 17 in that Super Bowl year. Unfortunately, a lot of us remember Kevin Carter dragging himself off the field after chasing Steve McNair around at the end of that Super Bowl, and Dick Vermeil riding him. It's the Super Bowl. What do you mean you're tired? Hey, you know what? It's easy sitting in our living room to think, how could you possibly take yourself off the field in a situation like that? But go back and watch that drive. A 275-pound defensive end running around like that. Hey, I'm going to give Kevin Carter a pass on that. He was a great player, a great St. Louis Ram. I wanted to revisit the Dotson contract. It's actually somewhat cap-friendly. Good contract for Kevin Dotson, but it is only a $12.6 million cap hit in 2024. So that's good news. Gives the Rams three-plus more million to play with than I thought, at least after first hearing about this contract. Rams have some work to do, but nice to have Kevin Dotson aboard, and hopefully Maybe by the time you hear this or within a couple of days, the Alaric-Jackson deal will be finalized. Really just a formality at this point. And you know, that shopping list I shared a few weeks ago, I had 12 items listed 1 through 12 priority-wise. And we have number 1 and number 8 checked off our list. Number 1, Kevin Dotson or a similar player. Number 8, a number 3 wide receiver. That would be DeMarcus Robinson. Next on my list, number 2, a number 1 cornerback. And number 3, a surefire edge rusher. Maybe checking these boxes the next week or so. And comp picks were finally awarded. It's official. The Rams got 5 comp picks. 49ers and Rams had the most at 5 apiece. Rams got the special comp pick for the Raheem Morris hire that comes in at number 98. They got 3 6th-round comp picks and a 7th-round comp pick. So the Rams will go into the 2024 draft, barring any pre-draft trades, with their own 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th-round picks. They have the Steelers' 5th-round pick. That was after swapping places with the Steelers, and which is why they don't have their own 4th-round pick. No 4th-round pick at this point, actually. They have the Broncos' 6th-round pick. That was for the Kenny Young trade. And then the aforementioned comp picks, 11 picks overall. Hopefully I'm getting this right. Hard to find a reliable source for the actual numbering as we go. We'll nail that down in the next couple of days. By the way, Buffalo owns the Rams' 6th-round pick, and Denver owns the Rams' 7th-round pick. And the Rams have hired yet another coach, Jerry Schulplinski, hired as a senior assistant. He spent 2 years with the Raiders, one as a senior offensive assistant, another year as a tight ends coach. He was a quarterbacks coach for the Giants, an assistant quarterbacks coach with the Dolphins, and 6 seasons with the Patriots as an offensive assistant. So welcome aboard, Jerry Schulplinski. And you know what? I don't think you can have too many coaches unless you're talking about youth baseball. In that case, yes, you can. And I know this from personal experience. Okay, what I'm going to do now is my first real foray into free agency. It's about to kick off now. Let's start nailing this down. I'm going to throw a bunch of names at you for each position group. Really just a couple for each position group. One would be a high-end player if we wanted to spend some money on that position. And second, a player that's going to come in at a much lower cap hit. You can't spend a lot of money on every position. Got to figure it out. Where are you spending the money and where are you going to try to just get by with a backup, a fill-in guy, a rotational guy at whatever position? I don't feel strongly about any of these players, to be honest with you. It's just to get the conversation rolling. I'm going to start with a quarterback. And on the high end, how about Gardner Minshew? Going to come in at probably around $5 million. And he is the ultimate backup quarterback. We all know that. We've seen what he can do. You have any question that he's going to come in and be able to win a couple of games if Matthew Stafford were to go down? Maybe even take you on a playoff run if, God forbid, something happens to our gunslinger. Gardner Minshew would be the ultimate answer, in my opinion. On the low end, you want to go in for someone like Tyrod Taylor. Going to cost about $3 million. Much more dynamic. Very dangerous player with his arm and his legs, but does get injured quite a bit. I ruled out Joshua Dobbs. The price tag's just going to be a little bit too high for my liking. SportTrack says around $7 million a year. Drew Lock is intriguing. Got the arm talent. Not going there, though. And my round table partners, they all like Jacoby Brissett. And hey, we're going to have Paul Walia on, hopefully, on our next episode. And we'll be talking through all of these issues. And I have a feeling he's going to bring up Brissett. At the running back position, we really don't need to spend money on a high-end guy, and I'm not sure we need to spend money on a low-end guy, but if you want to bring in one guy that's a little bit bigger to help carry the load, especially in short yardage situations, but is still fairly dynamic, could carry the rock for you as your primary ball carrier for a game or two if you needed him, Joshua Kelly, only 26 years old, 5'11", 212 pounds, out of L.A. County, and then UCLA, and then drafted by the Chargers in 2020 as a 4th-round pick. Never really lived up to expectations, but he has some talent. There's a bunch of other running backs available, but a lot of them are just a little too long in the tooth for my liking. So bringing Joshua Kelly might cost around $2 million a year. And you know what? Maybe even that is too much. Maybe we just draft someone like Estemi out of Notre Dame. But free agency-wise, that would be my recommendation. Now at tight end, it's a little dicey. We don't know about Tyler Higbee. And you know what? We really don't know about Hunter Long either, right? Are we bringing in someone to be our number one slash two tight end with Davis Allen? Or are we just bringing in someone to hold down the fort until Higbee is back in 100% and or Hunter Long? So on the high end, if Higbee's going to be out a while, how about Austin Hooper? 6'4", 254 pounds, had a kind of modest 2023 season with the Raiders, 25 catches for 234 yards and 0 TDs, but there's no denying his talent. And that down year, if you think he can get it done, actually lowers the cost, probably closer to $3 million a year. If it was Hooper and Allen for the first 6 weeks of the season, I'd feel much better about things if there's no Higbee. And on the low end, if you feel like Higbee's going to be back sooner rather than later, what about our old buddy Johnny Munt? He knows the system. He's a really good blocker, pretty much invisible in the passing game, but I feel pretty confident that Sean McVay would not blink about bringing Johnny Munt back, if for no other reason to have a seasoned veteran in that locker room. On the interior offensive line, I don't see the point in bringing in a low-end guy. I mean, we could just bring back Tremaine Ankrum, maybe even Brian Allen. We got Warren McClendon. What about the high end, though? Just imagine if we brought in Lloyd Cushenberry at about $8 million a year, Alaric Jackson, Steve Avila, Lloyd Cushenberry, Kevin Dotson, and Rob Havenstein. How about that? Nothing more to say, really. I'm not going to talk about right tackle, but let's talk about left tackle. They're saying Tyron Smith could be had for $7.4 million a year or thereabouts. You know what? I'd be all in on that. Not sure how Alaric Jackson would feel about it. Alaric Jackson becomes our swing tackle guard, I guess, and we move on from Noteboom, something like that. Tyron Smith on a one-year deal. The Rams really wanted to go all in, as they tend to do. That might be a move for them. At wide receiver, again, a little bit dicey. What are we trying to do here? Are we trying to bring in insurance if Cooper Kupp isn't 100%, or are we trying to displace DeMarcus Robinson as our number three wide receiver, a guy that we just signed to a one-year contract? Well, let's just say Cooper Kupp's going to be healthy, but with some concerns about his health. I mean, that's pretty much where we're at, right? So the obvious choice is OBJ. Going to be pricey, though, probably north of $10 million a year. But man, I would just love to see him back in a Rams uniform. Now on the low end, maybe a little bit more realistic, how about KJ Osborne coming in at around $7 million a year? Really good route runner, and he can return punts and kicks. Solve another problem for our Rams. KJ Osborne, just a thought. I consider Josh Reynolds, but man, after the way his 2023 season ended, those drops, man, I'm sorry, I just can't go there. Along the defensive line, we have two high-end defensive linemen already. Aaron Donald and Kobe Turner. We need a meat grinder. We need someone that's going to come in and eat up blocks. Rotational guy, whatever you want to call him. 2 technique, 3 technique, 0 technique, I don't care. Hey, let's bring back one of our old buddies. A'shaun Robinson or Greg Gaines. We know for a fact they will get it done for our Rams. Inside linebacker, I'm not going to go high. I'm not going to go low. I'm going to go right in the middle. Someone to pair up with Ernest Jones. Christian Roseboom has moved on, most likely. I guess I could still bring him back, but how about Eric Kendricks? Another UCLA guy can probably be had for $5 to $6 million, good in pass coverage, just an all-around good linebacker. That would be a good add to this defense. Another position, however, that I think they're going to fill in the draft. Could be wrong. We'll see. Edge rusher. Now, this is one area where they can spend some money if they want to. Doesn't look like it's going to be Josh Allen. Probably not Brian Burns. How about Danielle Hunter? Man, going to be pricey. But what this defense needs more than anything, number 3 on my shopping list, a sure thing edge rusher. I don't know if it's worth spending all that money on. Is Byron Young really going to get it done? Maybe we add Latou in the draft, or maybe we add a second level, third level guy, a lower end edge rusher. What about someone like Josh Uche? Had 11.5 sacks in 2022, just 3 last year, but only played in 2 games. Coming back from an injury, he'll be pricey as well, but less than half of what it would cost to sign Hunter. And another guy Scott Richmond recommended, Andrew Van Ginkle, the Miami Dolphins free agent. So one of these two guys would be a good add. Now, cornerback. The problem here is, do we need 2 cornerbacks with Witherspoon on the way out? Cost about $10 million to bring Akello back. Darius Williams on the high end. Not super high end, but still pretty pricey. They're saying he's going to come in at about $12 million. So $22 million to bring both those guys back. A little less pricey, Chidobe Awuzie, the Bengals free agent. If I had my druthers, bring back Witherspoon, draft someone like Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. But if you go on high end, I'd settle for Darius Williams. Low end, probably better characterized as in the middle, Chidobe Awuzie. Now, when you get to the safety group, another position the Rams are probably going to address in the draft, but hey, maybe they're going to change things up and go after one of these top-end safeties, Xavier McKinney or Quadre Diggs, both north of $10 million. Would the Rams do that? Geno Stone, actually a little less pricey. He's only 25 years old. That would be a strong move. I really think they just need to sign Fuller or Johnson and draft a safety and we're good to go. Or maybe sign any number of moderately priced tier 2 safeties. As I mentioned already last episode, there are so many safeties available. The market is really saturated. I don't think you're going to have to spend as much as you think to land a pretty good safety. But high end, Xavier McKinney, Quadre Diggs. In the middle, Geno Stone. And lower end, hey, just bring back your own free agents. Now, how about kickers? There's 2 on the high end. I don't think they're super high end. And by the way, it's a pretty thin kicker market. Not a lot of guys available. Kai Fairbairn has been re-upped. He is no longer available, signed with the Texans. So 2 guys at the top, Will Lutz and Greg Zuerlein. I'd lean towards Lutz. Zuerlein getting up there in years. Still getting it done, though. And on the low end, not all in on this, but I'll throw this name out there. And again, it's a very short list of available kickers. Chase McLaughlin, he's kicked for 8 different teams in 5 years. Over that period, 25 for 25 inside the 30, 26 for 27 from the 30 to the 39. So in other words, 51 for 52 inside the 40. But just 21 for 35 from the 40 to the 49. That's a little scary. Actually better outside the 50, 24 for 29. So maybe you sign a guy like McLaughlin, draft a kicker late, or hopefully a competent kicker goes undrafted and you can get him into camp. Still a position that I worry about. I seem to be the only one. Everybody just wants to talk about edge rushers and cornerbacks, and I get it. The skill position guys are fun to talk about, but got to fix the kicker position. Now remember, I'm not making a strong argument for any of these guys. Just kind of laying it out there, the types of players that are available, depending on how much you want to spend at each position group. Can't spend a bunch of money everywhere. It just doesn't work that way. And Paul Wally is going to come back, hopefully tomorrow, and talk through this with me. Tell me where I'm dead wrong. Tell me where I may be onto something. Talk all these position groups through. that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.